says a double-minded man, is in trouble. When we get double-minded, we got two different voices. And sad to say, I believe that 90% of the Christians are right there double-minded. We're not all the way with the Lord. There's a mixture. We want to do good, but the power of darkness is working in our being. We want to do right, but that power of darkness comes in there and blocks us out. It cancels out what we want to do. And when he gets a time, he sucks you the hard blow, and he gets maybe a hit. This seesaw in action happens in the child of God. And sad to say, this seesaw in action happens the way most people of their death. They've never broken through. They've never broken into the reality of the Spirit of God being the leader. And there's no question. There's so many questions in ourselves. There's questions. But the Holy Ghost, there's not a question. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God wants us to walk in victory. Perfect love casts out all fear. When we're fearful, our love is not made perfect. God wants to bring perfection into our spirit. The spirit man should be in control in our being. And that's why chit-chat sometimes is so terrible, because it takes us away from being sensitive to the Spirit of God. We need to be always in tune with the Spirit of God at all times. Now, that's why it talks about we're to be careful with our words. By your words you're justified, by your words you're condemned. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. James has got another little scripture that I like it so much. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him and his sin. That's when we start growing in the Lord. At first you don't know it's sin. But when you get to that place, to the space to where you grow, he that knoweth to do right, then doeth it not, to him and his sin. Very simple. So we're in a growing condition. Say we have anger problem. God lets us work it out till it's not a problem no longer. Maybe it'll occur, but it's not a problem. You'll probably have to deal with it to the time that you go in eternity. It's not the top dog. You may have lust. You may any of these other things, there's wrong thing. Some people could be alcohol. We grow, even a person with an alcoholic, he's not expected to be perfect. And God's people are not perfect, but God's trying to bring us into perfection. It's in the Word of God. He talks about coming into perfection. Oh, I talked to people, these they said, that's not in the Word of God. It is in the Word of God. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse, for the perfecting of the saints. For the perfecting of the saints. Right in there. For the work of the ministry. For the ministry that edifieth the body of, that edifies. We need some edification in the body of Christ. We need that growth that takes place as knowing God. You know, we send people to school and we want them to learn that they're not numbskulls. They're powerhouses in thinking. Well, God's the same with us. Our thinking should start changing as we grow into maturity, the things of God. Yes, at one time as a child. Bible tells us I was on milk at that time. But when I become a man, I take away. I eat spiritual food. That's what it says. So all these people that say, once saved, always saved, a bunch of baloney. As a growth that takes place. What we do, we want to have I'll tell you what it is, exactly. I've seen people in jail do the same thing. They want to see the numbers. They're out for numbers. But people got to know the truth. It said the truth shall set you free. Yes, what you're saying may be harsh, but they got to accept it because it's their eternal salvation. There's a way that seems right in the man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Come and see the glory of God. Oh, there's too many prisoners in the world today. Prisoners of bondages. And prisoners of not really in with God where you should be. You're more of a prisoner to the enemy. You're more in bondage. We need to be set free. Light in the road. Walk in victory. Walk in the hope. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. There's a day coming. Oh, praise God. It's a day coming that's never been before. A day of great spiritual blessings. It says, be ye followers of God as dear children. Why would it say, dear children? Because it means that we as God's people have to start as a child. If we haven't been someplace, but we got to start. If I worked on heavy equipment and I said, no, I'm not going to go out, I know that, I'd made a tremendous mistakes. I had to get right down to the bottom and start there. If I built something and it was not together right on bottom, when it got together, it was going to blow up. That's the way our lives are. They blow up. Sins starts cropping out. Oh, I get, what's wrong with me? Because we're not where we should be. God wants us to be planted on a solid rock. That solid rock is anchored in the living Christ in us. Oh, praise God, having the spiritual man be erected through a foundation that's mounted on the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of God and the power of holiness, moving through the Spirit of God, being anointed by the Holy Ghost, that we'll have that strength, insight from heaven that comes to make our lives complete in Him. Without it, we're not complete. And I'm sad to say, I totally believe. I see very few. I see what I used to see years ago. The Lord would tell me then, and I see it the same. It's actually worse today. There's doctrines of devils, doctrines from the enemy. And we all say in the name of the Lord. As long as we say it in the name of the Lord, God gets all the slams. This whole Bible is for us to walk victorious in the Lord. I don't care how you want to get it. It comes to the latter end. You walk victorious in the Lord, walking by the command of the Spirit. God is not slack concerning His promises. Is some men count slackness? When God speaks, we should hear. Years ago, 40 years ago, with equipment, if God said, shut that engine off, I shut it off right then. I didn't wait 10 minutes. We got to have that in tune with God. I remember I went on a 46A one Saturday morning, went to a prayer breakfast, me and another man, it's his machine, and we said, we'll run it in when we get down the shop. And I had everything all plugged in, all the gauges that a good mechanic would do, but I left the cleaning the cases out for him to do it because he wanted something to do. And I said, it's a good job for you to do while I'm building all these parts. You just get it clean. That's fine with me. I can do the rest of it. You want to clean other parts? But I said, I need to keep my hands exactly that I know it's going to be right. So he said, you don't have to worry about me. I'm going to do my job. And I said, okay, that's fine then. And I was so full the whole, I had a good meeting that morning. I was happy in the Lord. And I just, oh, glory to God. And I started at old 46A. Yep. I saw the pressures coming up about right, like everything like it's supposed to be. And I went into a stall speed. I'm going to stall out in third reverse, I think, then third forward and test everything, the steering clutches and everything with that, all the pressures on them when you're running all the functions that's being, oil's going every place. Inside, not outside. Contained, like it's supposed to. And when I killed the throttle, shut it off, it was a gift from God. What come out of my mouth? Word of knowledge. I just spoke it out. I don't know why. A rag going to the pump. What? I said, I'll bet, I imagine, boy, he said, it can't be. I said, well, the Spirit's never wrong. I said, I'll start it up if you want me to, and you pick up the pieces. It's your machine. Well, no, why don't you go check it? They'd already stopped all the oil. Two rags, not one, two. God's never wrong. He's always right. When He says, don't do something, He's right. I learned that time after time. The Lord says, stop. You listen to Him. But the churches haven't learned to hear this. They never heard Him. So they go their own precarious way. They go in the way of numbskulls. They go in the way of no sensitivity to the Spirit of God. See, the anointing is for one reason, to get you where you can move by the Spirit. And you don't go out here being prideful. Pride will stop your endeavor for the Lord Jesus Christ. And a lot of times you don't go out here and say a lot of words, just brag about yourself, because that causes a failure. Your job that you're trying to get again is going to fail you. And boy, there's no mechanic likes to have a failure. And God doesn't want us to have failures either. Failures is something you got to go back and repair. What gets damaged, you got to tear it back out of there. And hopefully it didn't tear it up too bad. Well, spiritually, we get to that way. We don't clean the case well enough. We forget there's debris still there. There's sin in our life. There's problems. And the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. And yet there's people say, oh, you don't have, that's just show, you know. There's no man perfect. Well, the Bible talks where to work on it. Work out your salvation with fear and heavy tremblingness. That means tremble, concerned, where I'm doing. It comes by seeking God and praying and calling upon Him. Lord, I want to do Your will. I want to walk in victory. I want to walk to service to You. I want to walk with not of my own lust, but I want to walk by Your power. I want to be pleasing, that I might walk pleasing unto You with all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. We need to walk, and that's kind of that it'll bring us to a place that we're where we should be. When God moved upon the Holy Ghost, we as God's people should have grown. But sad to say, we stopped. I can see now God had a great purpose in me, because I could see that was what was lacking. We got to keep on going on. See, the early church started out well. Apostle Paul was one of the greatest apostles there ever was, and the disciples within the early church. But yet, within about 100 years, it was all shut down. Looks like about 100 years, about all that we have to have some zeal, not of ourselves. Our zeal comes through the Lord. We have to have the blessings come from God. We have to know the strength that comes from none other, from God the Father, through God the Son. The anointing breaks yoke. And Isaiah says, the anointing breaks forth the yoke. It'll do the work of God. And God's here to not cripple us, to help us. See, when I had this stroke, the Lord told me that I had to have it because lots of people were very crippled, very sick. And I was going to have to go through a lot of things. And I thought maybe he wasn't going to use me, but apparently He is going to use me. I want to only do the will of my Father. I want to do the will of the Holy Ghost. I want to live in obedience to my Jesus, my wonderful Jesus. And by His stripes we're healed. And by His, what He did upon that cruel cross, yes, I can have freedom. I can have the anointing. I can work with the I can walk in victory. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only when thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only when thine eyes. No evil. I think about that all the time. No evil shall fall thee. Nothing. No guile. It says, having no guile. Only when thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. And He shall give His angels, if it need be, over thee. God will give, He's even send forth, it says they're ministering to spirits in Hebrew, minister to the saints. We've got a lot of helps out there. God is plenty, but there's also help of spiritual. God's got 2/3 of the angels. And we think we're getting waylaid by a bad spirit. Well, God, He's got more angels than Satan ever thought. Yet He stripped Satan of his power. The only thing that Satan's got is those who yielded to him. Yes, and that's sad. I see people that have given Satan's power. Yet you've got the anti-opposite, that you can walk in victory. That you don't have to be a servant to him no longer. You're a servant to the living God. You're living by the commandments of God the Father, God the Son. You're living as a structure that God has made for man, that we would live victoriously until Jesus comes through the clouds of glory, and we shall be ready forever, be with the Lord forever and ever. The dead in Christ shall arise, ye which remain shall be caught up meeting in the Lord. And there are going to be great wonders in that day, but that day is coming soon. The trumpet of God shall sound, and time shall be no more. What a glorious day! But the trouble, there's not going to be a lot there. I had a dream, and I dreamed it. And I'm sad to say, there wasn't a lot of people. And everybody says they're making it. Well, I hope they are. The Bible says you're not. The church will say, I hear it all. But the Bible says when you see these things come to pass, what's to say these things? Jesus, when He talks about the elements, the earth. I just watched last night, Joplin, Missouri, there's hundreds of people, over 100 people are killed. Another place today. These things are not normal. The Bible plainly says, when these things appear, look up. Jesus said that. 24th chapter of Matthew, the wonderful book, Jesus says, when these things come to pass, look up, and when they say, hear Christ like that man the other day, no man knows, only the Lord only. And that shall be one of the signs. There will be soothsayers and all these things. But don't believe it, He says. God has a plan. It's in this word. I believe this right here can get you the way of holiness. It can get you a liberty, get you a blessing, get you saved, get you on fire. Oh, give you the liberty that you never had before. This word is, it's just eat it. Just read it. Don't worry about what, just eat it. Read that book until it gets the energy inside you. It gets a solid energy. We are too prone to be argumentative. And the Bible even talks about, Apostle Paul says, don't do these things that cause debates, all these things. We don't have to debate about these things. If someone bleeds their way, let them bleed their way. But we're not out here to debate. We're not out here to change the hearts of men. We're here to do the will of God. Because the Bible plainly says a man cannot be saved unless the Spirit draws. And that's why we need Christians to be on fire to go where the Spirit draws. We'd be alive in the God, but dead in the sin. Led forth by the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, I used to, I didn't like to go out some places where some angry man and all get down, and when the equipment starts falling apart, people get there and lose their tempers and they lose a lot of things. And you know, but that's the way the world is. When everything's sort of, everything's going just great big, all the money and all the jubilees and all, everybody, couldn't get any better. But let's start having a little trouble. Everybody start fleeing. Our joy comes by the Spirit. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The Spirit of God, it's like we're made of a supernatural fuel to burn. The Christians grow on the Spirit of God. The world grows on the things of any nature that is not from God. And their spirit will bring them down to a place of torment. But the spirit that we have out there, I want to tell you out wherever you are in the world today, you can be set free this night. You can be on fire for God. If you're surely seeking, you shall find Him. I don't care where or Timbuktu, wherever you are tonight, if you'll call upon God, He's there to minister to you. I hope and pray that you've got a Bible, but if you can't, I pray that you'll get one somehow. And you have to share it with your neighbor. Get that word and start reading it. Eat it. It's power. It's a witness. You don't have to even understand. You just do the will of God, and God will fill you full, and He tells you what it is anyway. The Bible says, when there's confusion, there's every evil work. When there's confusion, oh, praise God, there should not be confusion in our ranks. We should be walking a purpose of God's leading, His mighty calling. It's from heaven. It's there to not divide us, but to put us together in Him. See, that's what I could see in the church. The church is always divided. Divided on coloring. There's colors of the dark thing, just divisive. But the Spirit of God brings us into oneness. And there's no power without the Spirit of God. We walk in unbelief. The Bible plainly says in Revelation that all unbelief, all liars, all unbelief, and all whoremongers, sorcerers, adulterers, all these things shall have their part in the lake of fire, which is the second death. So it's pretty important what kind of spirit that we live with. You've heard around people that continually lie, people that continually cheat. I believe people that continually have a bad, there's people that's really dark in the Christian walk. Like what you guys say, a dark side of them. We need the ray of God in our eyes, saturating us with His divine presence, working, the anointing of God, the Word of God, the Word of God alive in the Bible. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all gasp or faith, according to the power that works within us. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. We need to put that word in our heart. The Bible said that when we confess Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we'll confess Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us. You abide in Me, and My words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. This word can be alive. It can be for your betterment. It'll bring you to a place of higher living. And you're not going to be a numbskull. Oh, praise God. You know what's the opposite of numbskull? Humbleness. We start walking in pride, we lose out with God. Pride is something that destroys our walk. I seen something years ago. The Lord let me get my thyroid where I was really sick. But I remember seeing at night horrible things about Satan. He had so much power. But He only had power to those that yielded to Him. And I seen these, I'm not picking on pastor, but I seen them in my spirit. And they says, Satan has got no power. We got more power than he has. And as they, before they got the words out of their mouth, this wind came and just flattened them out. The Bible says we must be careful how we even say, how we talk about Satan. We got to learn to our words be so quick to hear. That's in this James 2. Quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Our words must be, we must wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait. That's words. That's your speech. That's the words of my mouth. And the meditations of my heart. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But unless you got the right ingredients, it's not going to be in your mouth.